Yes, no, thank you very much. My name is Salma Al-Husseini. I work with the International Service for Human Rights, ISHR, and we're very proud to host the Secretariat for UNARC, the UN Anti-Racism Coalition, which my colleague Lamour just spoke on behalf of. I also want to thank you for all the important work that you have been doing and reiterate our continued gratitude for the excellent work that was carried out by the Justice. Really, her expertise, her care, and her empathy have been central to all of the activities, and we wish her speedy recovery. Wanted to support what my colleague Lamour was saying, and also to add that it would be really important to have visibility on the country visit requests and their status. So because EMLR is not a special procedure, it does not appear on the database of the special procedures. And then on the website of EMLR, there is a section on the communications where the individual communications letters, they appear, but the country visit requests and their status do not appear. And this is really important for transparency, for civil society to know which countries EMLR is asking to visit, which countries are inviting EMLR, and where is it stuck, so that civil society can engage with their governments and push them to accept the visits. Also, in terms of just like website information, maybe we've missed it, but we didn't see on the page of the HRC 54 reports a placeholder for the country visits. Usually it should appear there as well, so everyone has access to it and doesn't need to go to the specific mandate. And then finally, we are looking forward for the renewal of the mechanism. We are looking for the Africa group leadership to present a resolution to renew it, and we'll be mobilizing all HRC members to support it. Thank you.